What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to another segment of Meninge Toi. I'm your hostess, Lord Have Mercy, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast. Happy Monday, y'all. Fall is here. The leaves are changing and falling off of the trees. To some, this is the best season of the year. I'm not going to complain. I'm just saying summer. You know, I feel that summer is the best season of the year. But I digress. I would like to thank you all for tuning in. Today's episode is brought to you by the amazing love and grace of God. Yes, because it is through God's amazing grace and love that we are all able to be here today. So I hope everyone has been having a great start to their week. It's Monday, y'all. Mondays for me. Well, I'm not going to say Mondays overall, but work Mondays hit different, honey. But we ain't even on the clock right now, so we ain't even going to talk about that. But nonetheless, I hope everybody's having a great day and y'all been having a great start to your week. So I want to go ahead and get into the topic of today's conversation. And today we are going to be discussing and talking about selfishness. Yay! So let's go ahead and get into it. So I kind of like to give y'all a little bit of context, do a brief little story time before I kind of get into the meat and potatoes behind everything. But let's just say I'll give y'all just a brief summary of what inspired this episode. So I've been doing some reflecting and, you know, just trying to develop and grow and evolve spiritually, mentally, and, you know, just really trying to mature. And I caught myself in a moment, you know, and when I caught myself in a moment, I was like, girl, what's going on with you? Like, why are you being like this? And I came to the discovery that I've had some very selfish ways, but, you know, we'll get into that a little bit later. But I really just wanted to get into this conversation and talk about selfishness and to encourage us to not act out of selfishness. You know, I know that with the culture of things today, it can be easy to act and do things out of selfishness. You know, I think that we live in a society that encourages selfishness and putting yourself first, your wants, your interests, child of the Lord, your interests and your desires. And, you know, sometimes we'll even defend our acts of selfishness or our selfish behaviors because, you know, X, Y, and Z. But I just really want to encourage us to come out of that and to just have heightened self-awareness when it comes to our own actions and things of that nature. So let's go ahead. So in talking about selfishness, y'all know I always got to start off with giving y'all the etymology. We got to get into the vocabulary to really break this thing down. Now, I am going to tell y'all, I'm not going to do a thorough breakdown like I typically would. You know, for today's definitions and vocabulary, I did retrieve my definitions from dictionary.com and Merriam-Webster. Those are two of my personal favorites. But if you would like to go ahead and, you know, just do some further research yourself, I highly encourage you to do so. Just so you're not going off of my words, my research, you can also have it for yourself. If you also want to go on dictionary.com and, you know, slide to the Merriam-Webster and look up these definitions for yourself because you think I'm lying, I also highly encourage you to do so. You know, it's just nice to have things for yourself sometimes. You know, just so it's concrete. But, you know, I'm going to start off with the definition of selfish. Selfish is an adjective, and I'm pulling it. The first definition comes from dictionary.com. Excuse me, y'all. The definition of selfish is devoted to or caring only for oneself, concerned primarily with one's own interests, benefits, welfare, etc., regardless of others. Characterized by or manifesting concern or care only for oneself. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines selfish as concerned excessively or exclusively with oneself, seeking or concentration on one's own advantage, pleasure, or well-being without regard for others. Selfishness is a noun. Dictionary.com defines selfishness as the quality or state of caring only for oneself or one's own interests. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines selfishness as the quality or state of being selfish, a concern for one's own welfare or advantage at the expense of or in disregard of others' excessive interest in oneself. You know, reading those out loud, it's all different when you write it down on paper. But when you read it out loud, you know, and me just having a transparent moment with y'all, I'm like, you really want to talk about this, girl? Like, you really want to put this out there? And it's always like that when it comes to me creating content and just sharing information with y'all, because it's like I'm not just doing this just to be doing this, you know. And it's like it is a lot of transparency and reflection and intention that goes behind these things. As I previously stated, you know, I just caught myself in a moment where I just really didn't like how I was behaving. I didn't like how I was reacting to something, and I really had to do some self-digging. And when I was doing some self-digging, it just like smacked me in the face, and I was like, yo, like, you're really selfish. So what really inspired this? I can't remember what the situation or what the scenario was, but I know I had to go do something. I don't remember what it was, but I know it was something that kind of knocked me out of my typical routine. And for me, it was an inconvenience. And when I was knocked out of my routine, this wasn't the first time it's happened. It was probably like the second, maybe third time. But I was just like so agitated. I was just so frustrated. And I was just like talking to myself about it. I'm like, yo, like, I understand no one really likes being knocked out of their routine, but I don't really like how this is like really bothering me right now. Like, what's really going on? So I really just started asking myself some questions. And when I got down to the root of it, I was like, I think I just asked myself, like, am I being selfish? So I don't really like to claim stuff over myself. If I don't know what it is, if I don't fully understand it. When I looked up the definition of the word selfish, because honestly, before I even looked into the definition, I thought I had a very solid understanding of what selfishness is and what it means to be selfish. But when I looked at the definition, sweetie, when I tell you that thing smacked me so hard, it smacked me so hard, I almost started crying. And I know it doesn't take much for me to cry, but I digress. That's none of y'all business. But it really did shock me. So in coming to that discovery, coming to that realization, I was just like, I don't really like this for myself. I don't want to be like this. So I was like, okay, well, I want to do something to change that about myself, because I just don't feel like this isn't for me. Like, it's not meant for me to be this way. And in acting out of selfishness or being selfish, you know, people will do selfish things for different reasons. Some people may act out of selfishness due to previous experiences, or it could be like relationships that went sour. It can be situations that you weren't prepared for. So, you know, you do certain things as a means of surviving, you know, just to try to prevent or try to be better prepared for other situations. Or sometimes you act out of selfishness to have a specific lifestyle. And when I was reflecting and just, you know, looking at my own behaviors or looking at the intentions and the causes behind my own selfish acts and ways, it was a combination of things, you know. But I realized that I had acted out of selfishness for a long time. And oftentimes, I wasn't aware of the depth of my actions, and I noticed that I even defended it. And that was the part that was shocking to me, because it's like, you know, when a person you're trying to hold somebody accountable for something, you know, and you're trying to hold them accountable, and every time you try to point out something, it's a rebuttal, it's a but. and they really defend why, you know, their why behind something. And it's like, in some situations, I get it. Every reaction is inspired by or motivated by an action. You know, every cause has an effect. But sometimes, sweetie, you're just wrong. And it's okay. It's okay. So, telling y'all, this was a long ride home. And told you I was on the verge of tears. But, because I was really just having this conversation with myself. And I was so shocked, but, like, so disappointed. And I just learned some things about myself. And I know y'all previously heard me mention this in the episode years ago. But I might edit that part out. I don't know if that's a good, whatever. We're growing. You know, the first part is I digress. Anyways, and me just doing some self-work and just reflecting, I noticed that I don't like not having things go my way. And that particular day, I noticed how upset I got when some things wasn't going my way. You know, I told you I was like, had a certain routine and doing certain things. So when I was getting knocked out of my routine, I was getting very upset. And I became upset with myself for being upset, because I'm like, yo, like you like a little bit too upset behind this. And I don't like how I don't like this for you. And I also like, just in thinking about it, you know, people have told me before that I was selfish. People have told me something that I did was selfish. But this selfishness that I'm talking about right now is like a next level kind of selfishness. This is a hyper-focused, super-centered raising of yourself. And I discovered that I developed a heart where I placed myself on such a high pedestal, G, where anything that interfered with my own interests and wants took seats after me. And it was like making sure that I was secured first. And anything else came after me. If that ain't pride and ego, baby, I don't even know what to tell you. But the other thing that was very disappointing in having this discovery about myself is that I don't have a reason to be selfish. I didn't grow up struggling. I didn't have to grow up worrying about what I'm going to eat, how I'm going to eat, next time I'm going to bathe or have a nice things. I come from a very loving and supportive family, and God has always blessed and provided me with the things that I need. So I didn't have a reason to be selfish. And it was just so shocking to me, because it's like, this is why I also needed to look at the definition of what it means to be selfish, because my understanding of selfishness was different than what I recently discovered. I just felt like selfish wasn't me. Selfishness wasn't me. I felt that was so far from me. And even in people saying it to me before, I honestly just dusted it off and just shrugged it off. I was like, well, you know, like, but I didn't like own it, you know? And of course, when it comes to things about ourselves that we don't agree with, or that, you know, we just don't acknowledge, we don't own it, you know? But, you know, there's also some times where you can acknowledge something about yourself and you take pride in it. But I honestly did not think that I was selfish, yo. So initially, when I thought about selfishness and what it meant to be selfish, I thought of somebody that's stingy, you know, somebody that don't like to share. And I was always sharing. I just felt like I was a person that always shared, you know. I wasn't stingy. So I was like, I'm not stingy, so there's no way that I'm selfish. But when I read those definitions that I shared with y'all earlier, and I really sat back and thought about the intentions behind my movements, when I sit back and think about who it is that I'm thinking about when I'm moving, when I'm acting, I'm like, bruh, like, not acting, because that sounds fake. But in my movements, I was just like, bruh, like, you're selfish. And I was so disappointed in myself, and I didn't like it. So I wanted to come into this episode and provide y'all with some resources to help you learn and discover if you may have selfish ways. Maybe you're aware of you having selfish ways. Maybe you're not. Maybe you being aware of some selfish ways that you may have, you're okay with that. You know, everyone's journey and everyone's desires and goals for themselves, for their lives, for their hearts is different. But I just want to encourage you to take a moment to reflect, to ask yourself about your intentions and to do a heart check, you know, check your heart to see if you have a selfish heart. And if you do have a selfish heart, why do you have a selfish heart? If you do have a selfish heart, would you like to keep that selfish heart? Or would you like to have a heart that is humble and tender and giving and generous and kind? You know, what kind of heart would you like to have? Or maybe this isn't for you. Maybe you're not selfish. Maybe you are already walking in humility. Maybe you are a humble person. And if you are, amen. And I'm not saying that out of sarcasm. I truly am saying, like, that's amazing. And I love that for you. Shoot. If that is you, honestly, sweetie, slide up in these DMs and help me out. Because I need help. I need help. And I'm willing to learn. So if that's you, please. Or if you got my phone number, you know, you could text me or call me, you know. But if not, yeah, definitely slide up in them DMs. We appreciate it. At Meninjetwa on all platforms, Instagram, Twitter. We're not on Facebook. We were on Facebook, but I don't know if we're going to go back to Facebook just yet. But yes. And I really did want to have like an article or just like, you know, some self-help tools to help you unveil if you have a selfish heart. I haven't been able to formulate that just yet, honestly, because I'm still in the works of, you know, working on this within myself. This isn't something I've mastered just yet, but I still want to encourage you just to take some time to reflect and just pay attention to your intentions. Even if you don't, you know, do a thorough assessment, just take some time to check your heart and see what type of heart that you have. Which brings me to my closing point. I always thought the opposite of being selfish and the opposite of selfishness was generosity. I thought it was just being a person that gives and gives and gives and gives and gives. And when I was looking at the definitions in the dictionary, I switched over to the thesaurus, you know, looking for antonyms, and it wasn't in there. Generosity, generous, was not in there. Giving was not in there. What I kept finding as an antonym for being selfish is humility and being humble. And y'all already know I got those definitions for y'all. Dictionary.com defines humility as the quality or condition of being humble, a modest opinion or estimate of one's own importance, rank, etc. And the Merriam-Webster defines humility as freedom from pride or arrogance, the quality or state of being humble. Humble, according to dictionary.com, is not proud or arrogant. It is modest. It is having a feeling of insignificance, inferiority, subservience. The sixth definition says to lower in condition, importance, or dignity. And the seventh definition says to destroy the independence, power, or will of. Now, y'all can't tell me that ain't powerful. Child, when I read that, I'm not going to lie to y'all. This is also probably why I don't have this article for y'all just yet. Just being completely honest. When I read that, I was like, girl, I don't know if I want to be humble. If we're being completely honest and transparent. Because humility, you know, and it's not a bad thing. You know, it's great to be able to put others' wants, interests, desires, and needs before your own. That is amazing. But that's love, for real. That's a whole nother level of love that, honey, we working on it. We working on it. God is helping us, helping me. I'm telling you, I'm so serious. I'm so serious. If you are humble, please slide in those DMs. I'm not joking. I'm being so serious. But it's difficult to be humble when so many things encourage you to focus on yourself, to focus on your wants, your desires, your plans, your, you know, focus on you, what you want. So to turn that around and put other people before you, that is truly powerful. And that is love. That's sacrifice. That's I want to say submission, but I almost feel like it's not even about being submissive. Child, we gonna wrap it up right there, y'all, because y'all know I can keep going. But if you would love to have a conversation about this, always feel free to inbox us on Instagram or send us a tweet, and I would love to have a thorough and amazing conversation with you. Or shoot, I mean, you know, we can try to work some now that we can try to, you know, just have a very public conversation. But that pretty much wraps up everything that I have for you all at this present time. I pray that it has penetrated your heart and it's really made you reflect and just think about the intentions behind your actions and also your heart. I really wanted to, the goal of this episode is to encourage us to, most importantly, check our hearts to see the type of hearts that we have. And if you come to the discovery that you have a selfish heart, I want to encourage you to practice humility and being humble. And it's not going to happen overnight. Trust me, baby, I'm with you, okay? But we going to get through this together, because this is not our end all. This is not our destination. And we always choose growth. We always choose maturity and self-development. And I would like to thank you all for tuning in to another segment of Meninje Toi. I pray that you all have a phenomenal and amazing, a peaceful and a proactive week. Peace and love, family and friends. Bonne nuit!